Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program today, and this week we have in studio with us Keith Smith, who's our producer. He is also a former student at our Bible ministry school, as well as a current teacher. And today we're going to be talking about the origins of Solid Ground, of how this radio ministry got started. Welcome today, Keith.
Well, thank you, Pastor Brian. It's great to be here. And I thought we'd start out by finding out where the idea for this radio ministry originated.
Well, in the ministry that the Lord's called me to, I know that He's called me to be a teacher of the Word of God. And I've prayed about it off and on, about being on the radio, putting our Sunday and midweek broadcasts on. But the Lord just didn't open the door for that. And actually, in the past, I was invited to be a guest teacher on a five-minute program. And I did that for a while, but then just thought this wasn't what the Lord had for me. So I just kind of walked away from that opportunity. And it was just something that kind of was in my heart. And then as our school began to grow and prosper, I knew that the studies that we were doing there at our school would be very beneficial for people to be able to receive. You know, a little more study on a little more intensive doctrine, looking at the issues in depth. And as I looked at the radio programs, there wasn't really a program that specifically focused on doctrine and really getting into the scriptures that relate to those issues. And I believe that's a very serious need for people to know the truth, to know doctrine. And so those are the types of things that were going on in my heart and mind, and didn't know if it was just my ideas or if this really was the Lord, or maybe it just wasn't the timing for it, but I just kind of pondered those things in my heart. And then all of a sudden one day it came about so quickly, and actually, Keith, you were part of that whole process, so it'd probably be beneficial if you shared how the actual program came together.
Sure, I'd love to, Pastor Brian. Well, as your calling in life has been pastoring a church, my calling in life has been in the radio business as a recording engineer. And I started attending classes at Calvary Chapel La Mirada. And one day in class, one of the teachers shared how the church was doing an outreach and that they were thinking about going on radio and doing a commercial presentation to try and get more people in. And I thought, aha, I will go and make my services available. So I went to him and I said, I work at this major LA radio station with all these great facilities, and I have the opportunity to have access to them for my personal ventures. And if you guys wanted to take advantage of that, it was open to you. And he said, wow, that's incredible, because Pastor Brian and I have been talking about doing a radio program. He said, why don't you go talk to him? So I talked to you, and your eyes got big as saucers, and you said, let's pray about it and see what happens. So about a week later, you invited me to come over to the church coffee house, and we prayed about it, and we talked about it, and I put together a little demo tape, and we just left it in the hands of the Lord. And you told me that you went to a pastor's conference, and you were introduced to the Calvary Satellite Network, and that the show might have an opportunity to get on.
Well, I remember that demo that you put together, and then as we heard it, boy, we all just got excited and say, wow, what an opportunity that's set before us. And I'd like to share with those that listen to our program just how incredible this is, because I do come in each week into these studios that has all the high technical gadgets to be able to put this program together. It's definitely a door that the Lord has opened. It's almost too good to be true. It's definitely a God thing as He's brought this about. And as I sit here today, I'm amazed as to how fast things have come about since that time we were sitting there in the coffee house and talking about and praying about the radio program. Actually, when I first approached the individuals about getting this program on the radio, I was just basically turned down and said, no, that won't work. And, you know, that was a test of my faith, because I was all excited. And then I was told, no, it was like the door was shut. But then I heard that small, still voice that said, don't give up. Then I came into the studio, we put a demo together that we passed out, and then the Lord opened the door for us to be on several radio stations now. And again, it's just the Lord put it together so quickly, and He's the one that's opened the door, and He's the one that is, I believe, desiring to use this ministry.
Well, that segues perfectly into my next question. I know that sometimes when you're doing a broadcast, you sit in a little room with four walls, and you don't really have the ability to see how it impacts lives, and I thought maybe you had a couple of examples of how this show has already reaped some fruit for the Lord.
Well, I have two examples that just have come to me recently. The two studies that I did on homosexuality were very straightforward. It was filled with a lot of information, a lot of scripture, and it was also filled with a lot of information about the consequences of homosexuality. And I had a gal from my church that came to me and said, I don't know if you realize it, but those two programs really helped me, because I listened to them, I took all sorts of notes, and then I went and talked with my brother, who was in the homosexual lifestyle and gave him all these facts and looked at these scriptures with him. And she said that was one of the things the Lord used to draw him out of homosexuality. Now he's a Christian serving the Lord and has a real love for Jesus Christ. And so just that alone would make it worth all the time and energy and effort we've put into it. Another encouraging report that I received about the ministry is there was a guy that sold his car and he accidentally left his license in it. So the guy that bought his car from him called him up and said, hey, you've left your license here and you know I need to get it back to you. So they made a time to arrange to meet. And he said, you also left a couple of these tapes here in the glove compartment, and one of them's this solid ground tape. And I listened to it. And this guy wasn't a believer. It was on Roman Catholicism, and he had just been dealing with issues within his family on that subject, and so it began to open up his eyes a little bit as well as open up his heart to the things of the Lord.
Well, that's definitely encouraging for us because it is, like I said, very easy to have blinders on when you do this and you're sitting in a room and you're going through the studies, and sometimes you don't really realize how the Lord is going to not only feed the sheep, but also impact lives and go out after those who are lost. So that's an incredible encouragement for us.
Yeah, absolutely. As a pastor, when you teach the Word of God, a lot of times you get to see the immediate effect upon the people because they're right there. But here we're in a studio, I'm speaking into a microphone, and just trusting by faith, God's going to use these words to touch people's lives.
With the time we have remaining, I thought it might be good to go through the available studies that we've done so far, if anyone has just come to this program for the first time or is a recent listener to our program, they might want to know what we've done in the past. So maybe you could share some of the studies with them.
Yeah, basically what we usually do is take one doctrine per week and hammer that out for those 5 days for the 15 minutes that we have. And then we put those five studies together on a tape. And we have 35 of those tapes, so there's five studies on each of the tapes. That's about 175 broadcasts that we've done, and we've tried to cover the major doctrinal issues. And basically, if someone wants to get information about these tapes, they could call us at the phone number that will be mentioned at the end of the broadcast, or look on our website at www.calvarylm.org, which actually has a list of the studies that we've done, as well as there's many of the studies they could listen online to them. And on some of the studies, there's actually the notes that I use as I give the studies available there on the website. But we've covered topics like the deity of Jesus Christ, justification by faith, authority of the Bible, the Holy Spirit, end times, the Trinity, the prophecies in the book of Daniel, prophecies in the book of Revelation. And we've just finished an extensive study on Roman Catholicism that actually covers 6 weeks. And I went into a lot of depth on what the Roman Catholic Church teaches, using their own sources, quoting their own materials, and then analyzing that in light of the Bible. And so I believe these tapes have a lot of valuable information for study purposes. That would be helpful for a person studying these doctrines. Also, we've done some studies on some controversial issues, trying to present what each group has to say and then analyzing them in light of Scripture.
And I know there are some tapes that I have wanted to go through and get some of the quotes and some of the facts that you've spent a lot of time digging up and putting together and actually writing them in my Bible, because I know that there's times where we're confronted with issues and questions and we don't have the brain power, at least I don't, to remember all the cross-references, all the different issues. When a Jehovah's Witness comes to you and tries to tell you that Jesus isn't God, you know, you've given us information and cross-references and different facts that can refute that. And so I know that that has been beneficial for me.
Exactly. That's why we're in the process of making our notes available online, because there's so much information there that could be valuable that we simply want to get in the hands of people, as well as listening to the tapes. We want to see people equipped to do the work of the ministry, as well as for the Christian in the body of Christ to know doctrine, to know the truth, so that their personal walk with the Lord is strengthened, but also they could be used more effectively in witnessing to others.
Great big amen on that. Research takes a lot of time. And if there's any way to use somebody else's time that they've invested into research to kind of cut yours down so you can do additional research, it's very beneficial. And so I would encourage all of you out there to take advantage of the things that God has given us so that you can be more effective in your own ministry and you can be blessed by God yourself. So listen to the phone number that's coming up. Pastor Brian, I want to thank you, and we'll be back at this tomorrow. And I encourage all of you to join us tomorrow right here on Solid Ground.